Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. All right, my girlies, welcome back to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. Today's chat is going to be all about how to party this festive season without ruining your health or your weight loss progress, and especially without feeling anxious that you're going to ruin your health or your weight loss progress. Because if there's one thing I know about trying to lose weight and trying to party at the same time, it can be a very anxious time where you're very fearful of like the foods you're eating, the alcohol you're drinking, and it can really consume you to the point where you feel like you're not as present as you want to be at the parties. And then the whole time in between the parties, you're like panicking about trying to save up your calories and make sure that you're ready for the party, basically like flogging yourself in the gym, dieting super hard to get ready for the parties. So today's chat, I want to use this opportunity to take the pressure off for you and help you really let your hair down and enjoy yourself this festive season, but also still see progress with your health and your weight loss. I know it might seem a little early to be talking about party season. It's like it's early November, but I mean, come on, party season is really getting stretched out. Like Christmas seems to be getting celebrated further and further away from Christmas every year. Like I think the decorations for Christmas went up in stores in September. And I was absolutely shocked, but we're finding more and more excuses to party further and further out from Christmas and really extending the whole like festive season. So along with that comes a lot more, I guess, opportunity for us to feel a lot more anxious about going backwards with our health and our weight, because there's more parties going on. It's an extended period of more gatherings happening, and we want to be able to enjoy this time without feeling anxious that we're going to ruin our health and without actually going backwards as well. And because you know your girl is all about having the best of both worlds, we are all about getting amazing progress with our health and living our best life at the same time. So I've broken today's chat down into four particular talking points, which are going to really help you understand how to party without going backwards, but also going to take the pressure off for you and see what actually happens with, you know, weight loss and partying and enjoying yourself and how it all works, so that you're not sort of freaking out that a few drinks and dinners out is actually going to make you gain heaps of kilos over Christmas time. So we're going to help you do it in the right way. And I'm going to be bringing out more episodes leading into Christmas as well, with tips on exactly, you know, how you can party healthier and still enjoy yourself and all of those things. But today I want to just explain realistically, like how weight loss and health actually works, like getting progress with your weight loss and health, and just take that pressure off for you so you don't have to be as strict as you think you do leading into Christmas and leading into all of these parties that we're going to be enjoying. So the first talking point that I want to bring forward for you is just basically the concept of how often you're being healthy versus how often you're being less healthy, right? So if you think about health as a whole, or if you think about anything that you're trying to improve as a whole, if you can take two steps forward and one step back, you're still making progress, right? So if you think about your health in those terms, and putting this into the context of someone like, if you've got a brain like mine, where it would be very easy for you to fall into the trap of thinking you could be healthy for an entire month, but then you go to this one party and you just think, oh my God, I've undone all of my hard work this month in just one party. We forget that we've actually taken healthy actions more often than we've taken the less healthy actions. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to get you progress overall anyway. So taking healthy actions more often than you're taking the less healthy actions is going to mean that you're getting progress, even though you're partying here and there in between. So if you think about it, like let's say you've got a party coming up this weekend and it's the start of the week, And so you've got a plan that you're going to eat healthy foods all week. You're going to nourish your body. You're going to exercise. You're doing all of these healthy things to help you see progress with your health and your weight loss. And then you've got this one little party on the weekend. And then as soon as that party's over, you're going to get straight back into your healthy eating and straight back into your exercise. There's no way that that party can bring you completely unstuck if you just get straight back into healthy actions the following day and the following week and every moment in between the parties that you're going to, the gatherings that you're having. If you're being healthy, then your body is going to reward you with that and you're going to see the progress regardless of the parties that you have because you're taking the healthy action more often than you're taking the less healthy action, right? So the healthy is going to outweigh the unhealthy. Win-win, right? So you can take the pressure off yourself there by just remembering that when you get straight back into your healthy actions after the party, your body is going to recover from that party, from any alcohol and less healthy foods that you eat. It's going to recover so much faster. You're basically going to pick up where you left off. And we're going to talk about how quickly you actually do gain weight versus how quickly you actually think you gain weight. So that's going to take a bit of pressure off you there as well. But any slight, tiny little, I guess the word could be damage you did to your health or progress in that one party, which would be very minuscule, you're going to wipe it out as soon as you get back into your healthy actions the next week anyway. So it's really not worth worrying about what happens in that party. Like, enjoy yourself in the party, right? Enjoy yourself in that time because you're going to get back on track and you're going to see more progress the following week. And we're going to talk about how to balance that in as well in the next talking point. So leading into the next talking point, perfect segue by me. Now, balance. All right, how to balance these things in perfectly. So I will be doing a full episode on how to actually plan ahead so that you can party and choose, you know, which ones you're going to let your hair down at, which ones you're going to do more in a healthy way and how to do that. But for now, I want to talk about my concept of balance, which is what I teach my Fit Life Fam girls of how to balance in their less healthy favorite foods into their eating on a weekly basis so that they're never having to miss out on anything. They're never having to say no. They can enjoy whatever less healthy activities they want to get up to, but we do it in a balanced way that's structured for them so they can actually understand, you know, how to do it without actually accidentally blowing out and going over their calories sort of thing. So when you are working towards a weight loss goal, our guide is to aim for one balanced meal a week of whatever you want to have. It can be completely off plan, can be completely less healthy foods, whatever you want it to be, alcohol, all of the things, and one snack a week. Because doing these two within calorie reason, obviously not sitting there and eating like 3,000 calories in one sitting, but eating whatever you want within reason, making sure that you're still staying within your calorie range for the day, can really help you to be able to enjoy whatever you want to enjoy, even though it's less healthy, knowing that it's still not actually going to affect your progress. Because putting a few less healthy foods in our body here and there is not actually going to completely sabotage your health and weight loss results. And as long as the calories are within reason, then they are the thing that dictate whether you lose weight or gain weight at the end of the day anyway. So once you know roughly how many calories you need to be eating each day and how much of a deficit you actually end up being in over the course of a week, which my Fit Life Fam girls already know because their meal plans give them that. But once you know roughly how much of a deficit you're in by the end of the week, you know how many calories you have to play with come party time, right? So let's say you've got a big work party coming on this Saturday and it's currently Monday. You know how much of a deficit you're in each day and how many calories you get to consume on Saturday. So you can now balance in, okay, how many calories can I play with at this party so that I can enjoy myself, I can let my hair down, and I know I'm not going to be blowing my calories out by so much that I'm actually going to gain weight from this party, right? And then if you've got any other little gatherings that week that you're like going out with your girlfriends for lunch or brunch or work colleagues, whatever it might be, and that's not really the sort of thing where you want to be letting your hair down, you can make some healthier choices, be aware of the calories you're supposed to be consuming that day and factor that in. So you can have something that's typically off plan. And, you know, on the odd occasion, it doesn't matter if it's a less healthy thing either, because at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, how often you're taking the healthy actions versus how often are you taking the less healthy actions, and are you keeping within your calorie needs, right? So go out for brunch with the girls while you've got this party coming up on the weekend, but just have a healthy meal at brunch and just be mindful of the amount of calories that you consume in that meal and balance them into that day. So you still enjoy yourself. Because one thing I always teach my FitLife Fam girls, and this is a really big point about food FOMO, which a lot of us get, we seem to think that if we're at a gathering and there's food there, we have to partake in the unhealthy food if everyone else is. Otherwise, we're not part of the vibe. We're not part of the environment. And that's not true at all. You are there with your friends or loved ones, whatever the gathering is. You're there with them to make memories with them. The food does not have to be a part of it. The memories are going to get made with or without the food. You don't have to gorge yourself on unhealthy food just to be part of a vibe. So you can remind yourself that, choose the healthy food, be proud of yourself for putting healthy, nourishing foods in your body more often. And then you've got even more wriggle room to let your hair down on the weekend, if that makes sense. So that's my point on balance, which can really help you sort of, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk about this in another episode that's just solely about how to actually plan ahead all of the gatherings you've got coming up so that you can make sure you're making the right healthy choices, how to make the best choices, and really sort of a deep dive into how to monitor your calorie intake. But my next talking point is, this is probably the one driving force that really determines whether you are successful or not with your health goals and your weight loss goals, right? Your desire to get there, your desire to get back on track after whatever less healthy activity you partake in, right? So thinking about if you're at your work party on the Saturday night, whatever night of the week it is, usually they do them on a Saturday or Friday night, you're at your work party and yeah, you're going to eat some unhealthy party foods. You're going to drink some alcohol and you're going to really let your hair down, but you know, you just cannot wait to grab something nutritious the next day. Like you're just like, I'm so ready to put some nourishing food back in my body to feel great and get back on track with my fitness. That desire alone means you won't fail, because that desire to get back into being healthy as soon as you've had this party means you're going to do it. You're going to reach for the healthier foods. Your body's going to bounce back better from the hangover. You're going to keep making progress with your weight loss and your health. No harm done from this little party that you went to. And now I can speak from personal experience because I've been on both sides of the coin here. Well before I knew what I was doing with my weight loss and health, and I was just taking all of the drastic actions, I didn't understand how food worked in terms of how to eat to fuel my body for weight loss and fitness and health. I was very scared of calories. I was very scared of food. I was very much consumed. I'd be at a party with my friends and all I could think about was how many calories can I drink right now? I would be counting how many vodka shots I could have. And I mean vodka shots. I was too scared to drink anything else because, like, you know, too many calories. I'd be counting the calories on the bottles of, if I had a cruiser or something. Yes, it was back in those days. But I was so consumed. How many party pies can I have? Oh, how many calories are in a party pie? Wanting to grab my phone out and look up my Fitness Pal or Calorie King, how many calories are in this food so that I could calculate how much of it I could have. Not one bit enjoying myself at the party, too scared that I was going to gain weight. Straight on the scales the next day. It was a mess. I wasn't enjoying myself at all. And I look back on those days and I had a huge reflection of all of those days in a moment when I was at my friend's hen's party this weekend, eating Nutella on pikelets at 8 a.m. while drinking a mimosa after I'd had pizza for dinner the night before, alcohol the night before, and was planning on drinking the entire day, which we ended up drinking until 2 a.m. Not once did I think how many calories are in this. Not once did I think, oh my God, I'm going to gain weight from this weekend. I'm so scared. I have to really watch what I eat. Not once did it even cross my mind. And the reason for that is because now I've come to learn, which is why I teach this, that balance, right? So, you know, doing the healthy things more often than doing the less healthy things. I now know that that one party is never going to bring me unstuck because my desire to fuel my body with nourishing foods from the next day onwards was so strong that I just knew there was no way I could keep going backwards because there's no part of my mind anymore. And I know we all do this. It's that all or nothing mindset. It's, oh, I've stuffed it now. I had a big weekend. Oh, I've gone backwards in my fitness. I bet you I've gained weight. We jump on the scales. We see the weight gain, which I'm going to explain what that actually is in a moment. And then we think, oh, fuck, I've done it now. I've stuffed it. And we just eat junk food for the rest of the week because we feel defeated and we're hungover probably for 3 days. If you're anything like me, you still feel the effects of a hangover for a good few days. But I'm actually proud to say I did not feel hungover after this Hens. I'm really proud that my body had what it took to actually deal with that alcohol and not make me feel like a bag of poo the next day. So that's something else that you'll gain from getting straight back into nourishing food. But previous MJ, like years ago, MJ, I would have been at the KFC drive-thru getting chips. I probably would have gone and got some, I don't know, dim sims. Oh my God, you name it. The junk food would have been up to my eyeballs because I just would have wanted to keep fueling my body with shit, because when you are less healthy, you don't know how good healthy feels. When you know how good healthy feels, you want to get straight back to it as soon as possible. So your desire to get back into your healthy actions means that you will. You'll put nourishing foods back in your body. You're going to keep doing that. You're going to outbalance the less healthy with the healthy actions, and you're not even, the party isn't even going to be a drop in the ocean. So just remembering that can really take a lot of pressure off, and just not letting yourself get stuck in that all or nothing mindset of thinking that one party is going to completely bring you unstuck. Therefore, might as well binge for the rest of the week. That's what will bring you unstuck, because then unhealthy actions start to outweigh healthy actions, and that's where you go backwards, right? Now, let's talk about my favorite talking point, and that is what's actually really going on with your body's weight gain and fat gains, right? This gets a lot of us caught up and confuses a lot of us and makes us think we've gone backwards when we absolutely have not, which means we end up taking sabotage actions like eating more junk food than we probably should because we think we've stuffed it, but we actually haven't. So here's what's really going on. So whenever you think that you've gained 2 kilos after a big party, like I probably, if I got on the scales on Monday morning after that Hens, I probably would have weighed 2 kilos more easily. But I now know that 2 kilos is not fat, because it's not possible for it to be fat. And here's why. So firstly, it would have been fluid retention from, you know, inflammation from the alcohol and higher sodium foods, higher sugary, like processed sugar foods. So fluid retention from those things, and the extra food in my digestive system and things like that, extra fluid in the digestive system. None of it was fat. None of it was fat, because we can't gain that much fat that quickly. If you gained 2 kilos of fat in one weekend, I want to know what the hell you were up to and how you're still alive. You would have literally had to sit at a table of food, high calorie food, and just not stopped eating for an entire weekend to even have a sniff at gaining 2 kilos in 2 days' time. Our bodies cannot process and store food that quickly. You would not be able to consume enough calories in a 24, 48 hour period to even gain 2 kilos of fat in 2 days. So that's why I want to know how you're still alive if you do manage to do it. So if you get on the scales, remembering that the scales cannot separate everything that's going on inside your body that adds weight to you from fat. They cannot just tell you what's going on with your fat, because everything that happens in your body and on your body adds weight to you as a person is not all of it is fat. There's like 5 different things in your body that can affect what you weigh that aren't fat, or one of them is fat. Only one of them is fat. So it's like muscle tissue, fluid, food in your digestive system and stomach. There's stored energy in your muscles and liver. What was the other one? And then fat itself. Obviously. So see, there's 5 things there, and only one of them is fat. And you've got one number on the scales trying to depict your fat loss. You can't. If you stood on the scales and then went and drank a liter of water, you'd weigh another kilo, because 1 kilo, 1 liter of water is 1 kilo. This is basically what's happening at the party. You're putting more foods in your body. You're putting more alcohol in your body, have a bit of fluid retention. You've got extra food kicking about in the digestive system. That all has a weight value to it, but it's not fat. You jump on the scales, you think you've gained 2 kilos of fat, you think you've ruined it, you think you've gone backwards, you think you've got another 5 weeks of dieting ahead of you to just get that 2 kilos off. You don't. But if you sabotage for the rest of the week because that's what you're thinking, then yeah, you probably are going to find yourself in a situation where you've got 2 kilos of fat on your body that wasn't there before. So just remembering that our bodies don't gain weight that quickly. You would literally need to eat it'd be more than 10,000 calories a day, I'd say. For your body to even gain that much weight. Because remembering, your body doesn't convert 100% of the calories you eat into fat either. Like if you have an 1800 calorie need for the day, like your daily energy needs are If your daily energy needs are 1800 calories a day, right? you've got to eat 1800 calories before you even get to above your needs. And it's above your needs, which is where it starts slowly converting into fat if you're not burning it off. So therefore, you've got 1800 calories before you even get into a surplus. Then you've got to eat a crap ton of calories above that. If you're partying with your friends and being present and enjoying yourself, I can guarantee you're not just sitting down at a table gorging enough calories to do that much damage. 100% not. Even if you gained 100 grams, good luck to you. Gaining 100 grams of fat over a weekend as well, you'd really have to try to do that too. But if you did, getting back into your healthy actions the next week, guess what's going to happen? It's going to go, isn't it? So you don't have to worry. I really, really doubt that there's anyone listening to this podcast who would actually even be capable of eating enough in a weekend to gain any significant amount of weight that wouldn't be gone within the next 4 to 5 days of getting back into healthy eating anyway. So take the pressure off yourself. Don't panic about the parties that you're going to be going to. Remember everything that I've mentioned in this episode about balance, healthy outweighing unhealthy. We're going to dive into balance and how to, you know, break down your parties and work out which ones you want to let your hair down at and which ones you want to do healthily in other episodes. But just remembering, you know, balance, the fact that you have the desire to get back into your healthy eating and nourishing your body the next day after the party, it means that you will, which means you won't go backwards. And you would really have to try. You'd really have to be intentional about trying to gain weight over a weekend if you actually did. Like it's not just going to accidentally happen that fast. So enjoy yourselves, ladies. Enjoy yourselves this festive season. I know it's pretty much starting now. I know so many people I've spoken to have already got Christmas parties coming up because everyone's getting so busy. Things have to get pushed further and further into the year just so that everything can get fit in. So that's why I want to do this episode now for you. It's something I've been talking a lot with my girls on my social media and my Fit Life Fam girls, just to help everyone bloody enjoy themselves, because I had this realization when I was at these hens. I just thought, oh my God, it's so freeing to just know that I can enjoy myself and I don't have to freak out that I'm going to gain weight like I used to. Like I just remembered the anxiety I used to feel and how hard it was to not want to binge all week thinking, like punishing myself, basically thinking that I'd ruined it and then actually would ruin it because of the sabotage after the weekend. So I don't want to see that happen to any of you girls. I want you to enjoy yourselves, thrive through this festive season, let your hair down, and still see progress with your health and fitness. Go and crush it, ladies. And I will talk to you in the next episode where we'll dive deeper into some more tips on that. So I hope you have found this super helpful. And as always, my girls, if you did enjoy this episode and you know anyone who you think would benefit from listening to it, don't keep it to yourself. Tell them about it so they can see it. They can see us in their list. Search for us. They can find us, listen, and also benefit from it as well. And if you've got the time, I would so much appreciate if you popped over to the platform you're listening on and gave us a 5-star review, because that helps us get to the top of the list when people are searching for wellness, health, and lifestyle podcasts, which means more people can find us and benefit from these episodes as well. It would mean the absolute world to me. And of course, as always, if you've got any questions off the back of this episode, or if you would love to chat to me about how I could help, well, about joining the Fit Life Fam, if you want to become a part of the Fit Life Fam where we come together and we thrive, we lift each other up to become the best versions of ourselves, and also get a tailored eating and exercise plan personalized to your preferences and needs so that you don't even have to worry about what you're eating through festive season. It's all going to be laid out for you in my app right there in the palm of your hand. You could literally just have the recipes and the meals already calculated to the calories and macros you should be eating to keep you in the right deficit to see the results you want. And then you don't even have to worry about what you eat to get back into your healthy actions after the parties. And then you'll have the added benefit of my guidance every day to help you actually balance your parties into your lifestyle. So win-win. No more stressing about weight gain while you're trying to party over the Christmas season. So if you would love that, then do not hesitate to reach out to me on socials. I will drop the links in the show notes, and my inbox is always open for you girls. So that is it from me for this episode, and I will talk to you all in the next one. Bye for now.